We find ourselves living out moments in history every single day. So I have decided to create a virtual time capsule to document a small part of that history. I'm Rena, and this is Inside Our Reality. Josh Rosen had the coronavirus and told me about how that was for him. He also talks to me about college because, unlike guests in previous episodes, he is a junior at the University of Pittsburgh. Listen to our conversation from July 20th, 2020.
Hello.
Hi. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
How was the end of the year, even though it kind of got...
It was super weird. How was the end of your semester?
It's kind of sad because, like, we all, like... So, like, I finished school from home, obviously. And then, because I live off campus, like, with my friends, like, we were like, let's, like, go back and self-isolate. So, like, we did that. And then I got the coronavirus.
Yeah, I was going to ask, like, what was it like?
It was, like, a glorified sinus infection. So, it was weird because... One of my friends started showing symptoms 2 days earlier than 3 days earlier than I did. So like she texted us that she started showing symptoms. So me and my other friends went to go get tested, even though none of us were symptomatic. I got tested thinking it was going to come back negative. And then it came back positive. And I found out that I got tested on Tuesday. I found out on Thursday that it came back positive. And then I didn't like nothing. I felt fine. So it's like just like waiting for symptoms to come. Friday, I woke up with, like, a cold/sinus infection. Then Saturday, I woke up, and I've, like, been feeling better ever since then. This was, like, a few weeks ago. This was, like, over a month ago. But that was, like, how the week progressed. And then now that it's all over, I do, though, even though I didn't have any shortness of breath or anything, I think it did some, like, temporary damage to my lungs. Because sometimes when I breathe, it feels, like, a little irritated, like, now after I've recovered. Because, like, I know even if you're asymptomatic, your lungs can still get, like, so, yeah. But, I mean, my body did a really good job of fighting it.
That's good. That's really lucky. So, like, besides, did you just spend, that part of that week just at home with your, I guess, apartment mates, roommates?
Yeah. We isolated for 2 full weeks. And want to hear something crazy? I mean, I only have one roommate, but, like, the people who live next door to us and stuff, like, they all, like, we all kind of considered ourselves, like, you know, like, one pack because we were, like, all live in the same building. But, like, my roommate who I self-isolated with in my apartment never got it. He got tested beginning, middle, and end. I never gave it to him.
That's
insane. I don't think I was ever contagious.
That's so crazy.
I know. I literally don't think I was ever contagious, which is insane.
Wow.
Right? So weird.
That's crazy.
But yeah, crazy I had it. Yeah, it's crazy.
After speaking with Josh, I wondered how his perspective on the coronavirus and the pandemic had changed or was different from his peers after experiencing the virus for himself. Here's his answer, recorded at a different time than the rest of the interview.
So to answer your question, how has having the virus changed my perspective on COVID? It just kind of made the whole thing a lot more real. It was weird because at first you'd like hear about it and like you'd hear about like someone you know who knew someone who had it. And it was like, oh my God, they have corona. And now having it myself, it really just makes it real. Like it can happen to anyone. And luckily I was okay. But now kind of when I hear about people getting it, I'm just like, not that shocked. Like I kind of just brushed it off because it's like not a shocking thing to me, I guess, because it ended up affecting me so much because I legitimately had the virus. And also it kind of was a wake-up call for me, and it made me kind of think about how to close my circle of friends and how to be more careful, and how this could affect other like surrounding communities and stuff, like the way it could spread. So yeah.
So besides getting the coronavirus, what has quarantine been like?
So basically, we went on like spring break the week before all of this started, like the week it was announced that schools were closing, we were on spring break. So essentially we left for spring break and never came back, which was really weird. So like I was in Toronto with my friends the weekend before the week that it was all getting announced, and everyone was just like talking about the coronavirus, but like nothing like happened. Like everyone was just like moving on with their lives. And then we found out school was canceled later that week. And it, in the beginning, people had really like high hopes because everyone was like, oh, it'll like blow over. And like, I was pretty optimistic, honestly. And I really didn't leave my house for like 2 months. Like I was just home. It was pretty depressing, you know. I'm sure like you did this, but did you like overanalyze like all of your friendships and everything? Like just like stress about like everything, you know what I mean? Like look through all your social media and just like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like that I think was the hardest part. I think it really took a toll on people our age's mental health. But I got school done, barely, but I did it. And then I went back to Pittsburgh to self-isolate with my roommates, which turned into us getting the coronavirus.
What has it been like to basically move back home for a couple months?
Kind of overwhelming. I mean, I don't know. Like, I know my parents care and they love me and like they want to help, but it's been like a lot. Like, you're so used to like having your own space and having your own like chill place. It can be really hard to go back home, and it was nice getting a change of scenery for a little bit, but I'm definitely glad I'm back now that like we're in the full swing of summer, because like people are like starting to be outside again and go on walks and, you know, so yeah.
Yeah. So you go to the University of Pittsburgh.
Yes.
What are you majoring in?
I am majoring in media and professional communications.
And what, either what do you want to do with that, or what's your dream job? Which can be realistic or unrealistic.
Okay, so I don't exactly know what I want to do yet. I know I want to work in like the TV, movie, like entertainment industry. Right now the plan is to actually go to grad school to get a master's in entertainment management like after this. But my dream job would probably be to be like a TV producer for like a morning show type of thing, like a news show, like Good Morning America, or like one of those like morning talk shows, like Rachel Ray, Kelly and Ryan, like something like that. Like I would love to like produce segments and like, I don't know, like, it's a lot of like being creative and like getting your creative juices flowing and hands-on, and like it's like very busy, and like I feel like I would really like that. So I really want to work in like TV if I could do anything, it'd be like live TV production, but like that's very specific, and like there are a lot of different things I could do. So yeah.
What is Pitt's like plan for the fall?
So right now our plan for the fall is to return. Some classes are in person, some classes are online. And they're de-densifying the dorm. So the nice thing about where we're located is because we are in the city, like there are hotels everywhere. So they just like bought out a few hotels to like de-densify dorms. And like, if you live in a hotel, you'll get a roommate because you have your private bathroom. But if you don't, then you'll live in a single, I think, but like there'll be a communal bathroom, but like you won't be bringing that to anyone else. So yeah. That's how we're doing it. So far, two of my classes are online, three of them are not. So I think we're just going to kind of have to play it by ear and really see, you know. But obviously, like, all, like, student activities are, like, canceled. So my social life is going down the drain.
Yeah, I mean, like, I was going to ask, besides like the school, like the academics and the living situation, like what was that going to be like? But it seems like there isn't really going to be anything.
Yeah. No, not really. Luckily I live off campus. So like I can kind of like do my own thing, but yeah.
Yeah.
That kind really of sucks.
Yeah. And unlike most of the people I've talked to so far, you're going into your third year in school, in college. Yeah.
Junior year.
What has college been like so far?
College is so great. You know, it's really cool, and you'll see this when you when you start going, when you go to college. But it's cool because you really like have such a nice schedule. You have so much free time on your hands. Like when you look back at high school, I'm like, literally, like, how did I do this? Like, how did I go to school from like 7 in the morning to 2:30 every single day? Like, that makes no sense to me. And it's just a really great place to like learn and grow. I got really involved really fast, which I think was really helpful because like now I like really just kind of like am comfortable in my environment. I have so many friends. Like, I'm a tour guide, you know that. Like, and like I've just like become really involved in things. So college is really a great place to just like flourish, learn more about yourself, get involved like socially, but also like professionally. You can do a lot of like it's very like future focused, and it's just a really cool experience living on your own for the first time and the freedom of all of it. And you know, it's just really fun. College is great.
You say that you like have learned some stuff about yourself and like grown whatever. Would you mind sharing some of that?
So you like learn how to be a real person in terms of like making your own schedule, because like there are some days where like you'll have class from like 12 to 4, like back to back. And there are some days where like I have one class at 4:15 to 5:15 and like that's it. And like I'm not just gonna like sit on my butt all day and do nothing. So it's really like you're learning how to like make a schedule for yourself, be productive. Living in my own apartment, like not having a meal plan, like that's really taught me how to like cook and like clean and like be a real human being. And you kind of just like learn how to like function on your own without relying on your parents for everything, which I used to do when I was home.
Okay, this is a really big question. Mm-hmm. Right now it's what, like July 20th. So it's July 20th, 2020. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right now, who are you?
Oh God, just like, I'm an anxious, eager college kid who wants to get back to life, but also I need to do my best to make sure that this pandemic ends. And I'm really frustrated, honestly. And I'm really stressed, and I hate the unknown. So I feel like I'm just very on edge right now. Is that like an okay answer?
Yeah. Okay. Pre-pandemic, what do you think your answer would have been?
Oh, my answer would have been, I was like, pre-pandemic me, I was probably like the happiest I've ever been. Just like surrounded by like all of my friends all the time, like, I was going to be in Australia this summer. Like, I just like had so much to look forward to. Things were looking up, you know. I was on a committee for Dance Marathon, but like that was a really big thing coming up that I was really excited about and planning for, and just, yeah. Sad.
What are you doing this summer?
Well, I had an internship, which was not great, but I did it. We've been doing virtual tours, which are weird, but you know, the Office of Admissions, I guess, is really doing the best they can to engage prospective students, so I get paid for that, so that's nice. And then I'm just kind of like chilling, seeing friends, spending a lot of time outside, reading. I've been really into books. Yeah.
What have you read lately?
I just read Where'd You Go, Bernadette, which was really good. I read The Secret Garden. I'm reading American Psycho right now, which is really cool, and kind of dark, but I like it. Yeah.
All right. This is kind of a weird question.
Oh, Big Little Lies. I also read that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I haven't watched it yet, but
the book is so good, and the TV show is okay, but like the book's so good.
All right, this is kind of a weird question. I don't know if you have an answer for it, but right. What has been the weirdest quarantine trend so far?
I feel like the sourdough bread making, like that's a lot of work, and like I don't know, that or like Tiger King was definitely the weirdest quarantine trend, but also like an important quarantine trend. But no, definitely Tiger King. There was like a solid like 2-3 weeks where like it was all anyone talked about.
Did you watch it?
Oh yeah, did you?
No.
It's so great. You should watch it. It's so interesting. No, I loved it. It was like watching a really good documentary. I thought it was so good.
It was so weird how it basically overtook everything.
Oh yeah, literally took over the entire world for like 2 weeks. It was crazy. It was all anyone talked about. And my friend Dahlia from Pitt, she lives in Norman, Oklahoma, where like all this takes place. So we bothered the hell out of her when this was happening because we were like, this is so cool.
So 2020 news is like really crazy. Like every day is insane in terms of like current events and what's going on in the world. How do you feel about it?
Honestly, I think this year is cursed. I think this is like a cursed like March to March type of 365 days. I think things will start getting better in March, and I think things started getting really bad in March. And it's just crazy because like, you know, like there's like a defining part of every year, like one thing that happens, but for this time it's like the Australian wildfires, the coronavirus, like everything that's happening with the Black Lives Matter movement. Like there's more. Anti-Semitism, like so much is hate and like terrible things are happening in the world. I can't help but just like what the fuck is going on? You know what I mean? Like literally, like what the hell is going on in the world? Like, it's crazy. I feel like there's never any good news, honestly. Yeah. What about you?
Yeah. Yeah, I kind of feel the same way. Someone said to me the other day, so much happens in one day, but also, like, not that much happens. Because, like,
right.
The news is really different every single day, but also everyone is stuck. It's just, like, stuck in the moment.
Yeah, we're literally all stuck.
Yeah, it's really crazy. I also want to move on with my life and just like do something else.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I feel like just the last, what is it, five months? The last 5 months have just been like time has stopped.
Completely.
Do you have anything, any like last minute thoughts that you want to share? Anything else you want to talk about?
Not really. I'm just really eager to see like when we're actually gonna finish this. Like I have no clue how this is gonna finish out.
Yeah, like how the world will open back up again.
More just like the United States, like the world is doing fine. Like New Zealand is fine. Like there are so many countries that are literally fine, just us.
Yeah.
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 Crazy.
I get that. Well, thank you so much for talking to me.
Of course. Thanks for having me on your little podcast.
All right, I'm going to stop the recording.
Thank you so much to Josh. Also, thank you to Ben Miller for writing the music, and to Ben Bromberg-Gaber, Eliza Bromberg-Gaber, Mimi Cantor, and anyone else who has helped make this possible. That's our show. Don't forget to be kind to the people around you.